At this hour, police officers are starting to assemble over at Heinz Field in Gold Lot 1 to begin the procession later this morning around 9:30 or so to Oakland to honor Officer Calvin Hall,
who prior to his work with the Pittsburgh Police worked in Braddock. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh News line, former mayor, now our Lieutenant Governor for the state of Pennsylvania, John Fetterman. Lieutenant Governor, good morning. We appreciate your time on a very somber day.
The circumstances are horrendous, but I'm glad to be on to just reinforce just what an exemplary life Officer Hall led and the tremendous service that he rendered for our community in Braddock when I was mayor. And it's just a sad day for Pittsburgh.
Governor, tell us about your time last night with the family.
I had the supreme honor of the opportunity to visit with the family and the brave men and women that serve alongside Officer Hall to personally deliver the flag that flew at half staff at the Pennsylvania State Capitol, and a note of the deepest sympathies from Governor Wolf personally to the family, and express just how devastating and how sorry I was that this incredibly bright life was taken from us way too soon for such a senseless reason.
And Lieutenant Governor, you knew Officer Hall as more than just someone who worked part-time for Braddock. Yeah. Tell us about the man, Calvin Hall.
He was just called to the service and security of others. And that's what he dedicated his life to. And as I've said before, I was so happy for him when he got the job at the city of Pittsburgh, because it's an amazing organization. It's a place where they're able to be compensated in a way that these small little communities like Braddock just can't. I just knew that he was going to have a distinguished career in law enforcement, and it's just the fact that this tragedy occurred while he was just doing what he does best, just trying to take care of others and diffuse a situation and create a secure environment. It just speaks to the kind of individual that I knew him to be.
You know, one of the things that we have heard, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman with us, one of the things that we've heard about Calvin Hall is that he was a police officer who liked to really get to know those he was protecting. Is that accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just sit in your car and respond to calls. It's understand the community, get to know the community, develop a relationship, and to the extent that these officers who aren't compensated the way they deserve to be, we can't offer them full-time hours. You know, just he went above and beyond and really exemplified what I would describe as the very best of a community-centered policing approach, and that's why he was such an asset to and a credit to our force.
We were talking with the Pennsylvania State Police and anticipating perhaps thousands of first responders, obviously men and women who serve as police officers and otherwise, to show up today. What will this mean for the family?
Well, I certainly would never speak for the family, but I do hope is they can derive some small measure of comfort in the show of honor and esteem that the entire city of Pittsburgh and the law enforcement community will demonstrate, that what his life meant and the impact that he had on their lives, it's just a sad day for Pittsburgh.
You know, Governor, whenever we have situations like this, and they are always sad, the outpouring that you see from fellow police officers really speaks to the fragile nature of what they do every day, going out the door, putting on that gun, and going out to protect us.
Absolutely. I always try to emphasize to people, it's a dangerous job. You don't ever know what the next traffic stop or the next 911 call or whatever. It's difficult. And as somebody who oversaw a police department for for over 13 years. You know, these individuals work long hours with often low wages and put it all on the line. And Officer Hall was an example of that. And even when he wasn't on duty and even when he wasn't armed, he was still doing what he does best, and that's to promote security and service to create a situation to defuse this. And tragically, it cost him his life. And I just can't. It's just such a senseless loss. And I think of all of the. It's just devastating.
Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania and former Mayor of Braddock, John Fetterman. We appreciate your reflections today. Thank you, John.
Thank you.